is not the role of any other country to determine Egypt's leaders. Only the Egyptian people can do that. What is clear, and what I indicated tonight to President Mubarak, is my belief that an orderly transition must be meaningful, it must be peaceful, and it must begin now.
Without a civil society, it's impossible to go from a dictatorship to a democracy, because dictatorships have different rules, democracy has different rules. It would be equivalent to taking football players, taking off their helmets, putting them in shorts and T-shirts, giving them a round ball, putting them in a soccer field and say, okay, go to it. They will kill each other. The rules have to be different and they have to be learned. If they are very lucky, it should happen slowly with a lot of goodwill. We ought to listen to those young people because they have basic demands. They want freedom. This is the internet generation. Those are people who were born under Mubarak. Those people are the ones who have a large number of unemployed people. Those people belong to the 40% at least of the Egyptians who live under the poverty line. They need jobs, they need houses, they need to marry and start families. They do not care much about the politics or the right or the left, and that's a good sign. And we need to listen to them before they get alienated and see that we're not showing enough support to them.
New York State got about $6 billion of federal funds last year in terms of stimulus, and we inhaled it, and we injected it into our body, and it is now gone.
Layoffs would send exactly the wrong message to our kids. And, you know, we tell them, work hard, play by the rules, you can rise as far as your talents will take you. And yet Albany rules say that when it comes to teaching, talent doesn't matter, results don't matter. The only thing that matters is how long you've been in the system. And I say enough with Albany rules.
I love the concept of change. Everybody's in favor of change. You ask people, do we need change? Yes, we need change. Ask people in a relationship, ask people, husband and wife, do we need change? Oh, yes. We need a lot of change. That's right, everybody agrees. We need a lot of change. What they really mean is you need to change. They're doing pretty well where they are. You are the problem, and you really need to change, and you need to understand that. They like control. And they want to stay just the way they are. But everybody thinks they like change. When change actually comes to them, it's shocking and it's frightening and it's anxiety producing. And that's where we are today.
If you were to do it, that would save 10,000 teachers' jobs, that alone.
Oh my
goodness. It's one thing where it'd be nice if we could afford it, but do I want 10,000 teachers or continue to send 12 grand a year to retirees of police and fire? I know which choice, which to pick there.
Well, I am furious, and I will never vote for anyone in the city council again. I would like to know, by the way, who voted for it and who voted against it.
When you go home today, just think about all the funerals that you've had to attend for individuals who have died a premature death as a result of smoking. I vote yes.
The civil libertarian in me tells me that we are cutting down on the rights of people too much.
You know, a lot of people come to Times Square, they're tourists, they just want to enjoy it, and if there's someone smoking next to them, they shouldn't have to worry about that when they don't smoke themselves.
Public parks, Times Square, you can give me a ticket, I'm going to smoke, you can complain, I'm going to smoke, I love my cigarettes.